Next up is Dawn Neptune Adams.
Willie Spezaway, good morning.
Welcome.
So good morning. Welcome, all of you familiar faces on the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Good to see you again. I am Dawn Neptune Adams. I'm a member of the Penobscot Nation, an activist and journalist with Sunlight Media Collective. But today, I am here representing myself, not so much the groups of which I am part. I am going to read into the public record I read it into the public record last week anyway, on the PFAS bill in regards to leachate. But what I would like the committee to know is that the waste industry is largely self-regulating and self-reporting. There is no accountability. The people of Maine deserve to know what is going into the landfill that is owned by the state and operated by Casella. LD 401 from last year, or was it the year before, which was a grassroots effort over 10 years by waste policy advocates, that was a call for accountability. I would have liked to have seen that passed in the form it was sent to in the legislature. Because it wasn't, we have to do our best to mitigate that and to make sure that communities along the Penobscot River are not affected by the leachate that is produced by this volume of trash that's coming into the state. It is estimated that 30% to 40% of the waste that's going into Juniper Ridge is from out of state. And it is because the other northeastern states have more responsible waste policy than we do. That's why. I am happy to take any questions. That ends my testimony. If anybody would like to ask me for a definition of environmental justice, I'd be happy to give it.
I would like to hear that.
Okay, so if you are the more adversely affected you are by capitalism and by industry, the more likely it is that you are going to be affected by the byproduct. It is not a mistake that Juniper Ridge Landfill is located a mile from the Penobscot Nation. It wasn't a mistake that the outflow pipe was a half mile from Standing Rock's water source. Industrial places are often where low income people are located. And it's because we don't have the money and the resources to fight back. What we do have is grassroots support, and you're gonna hear from a lot of those people today. You're gonna hear from people who are affected by industry, adversely. You know, our elders, our Penobscot elders, have been calling out and asking for help with this because of the pollution in the Penobscot River. There are two elders in the elderly building, the elder building at Penobscot Indian Reservation, who are beside the water every day. Sometimes, many times a day. And they know when the river is sick. And they call me. And they tell me. And they say, what do we do? So I've asked many questions of people who know a lot more than I do. You know, I've been advised to have them call the DEP and complain. I'm just really grateful that this bill is being introduced and spoken about, and I hope it has an effect and goes through. So again, if you are poor or, a member of a marginalized group, you are more likely to be affected by environmental injustice than somebody from a white upper middle class neighborhood. You don't see these big mega dumps in Portland, do you?
Are there any questions for Dawn Neptune Adams from the committee? Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Sarah Woodbury.